This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation is supporting legislation introduced by Senators Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota and Joni Ernst of Iowa that will improve the Agriculture Risk Coverage Program. AFBF and other farm groups penned a letter to the senators expressing support for the bill. Mary Kay Thatcher, AFBF's farm policy specialist, explained how the bill would change the program to better serve farmers' needs. She says the three things that are covered in this bill provide a really good opportunity to fix some things that we've heard a lot about. Lots of farmers are talking about the discrepancy in payments between counties, also talking about what kind of data was being used. The bill would also require the Agriculture Department to calculate safety net payments based on a farm's physical location. The changes should help ensure farmers a strong safety net moving forward. The editors of First for Women magazine have agreed to print a retraction to an inaccurate story about wheat in the October 27th edition in response to a letter from several state farm bureaus, AFBF, and other ag groups. The magazine printed an article that incorrectly stated that most whole wheat pasta contains GMO wheat. "This is downright false," wrote the ag groups in a letter to the editors. "While there is no scientific proof that GMOs are unsafe, there is no GMO wheat sold in U.S. markets. A simple bit of research on the U.S. Department of Agriculture's website shows this statement is patently wrong." Leaders from state farm bureaus in Kansas, Missouri, New York, Oregon, Texas, and Wisconsin, along with AFBF, the Kansas Corn Growers Association, Kansas Soybean Association, and Kansas Wheat Commission, sent the letter. The latest Hogs and Pigs report contained few surprises, continuing the trend of higher numbers in 2017. Farrowing intentions continued their upward march. Producers indicated they expect to farrow 1% more hogs in December to February of 2017-2018 than last year. This is on the back of the last seven quarters in which the number of sows farrowed has exceeded year earlier levels, ranging from 1% to 4% higher compared to the corresponding quarter a year earlier. In turn, the number of market hogs has grown at an even faster rate thanks to gains made in pigs per litter. The increase in annual pork production is expected to be over 3.5% in 2017. The U.S. Apple Association, the School Nutrition Association, and the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture are teaming up for a new initiative called Apples for Ed. Schools across the country will compete for a $10,000 grant to bring a healthy snacking program to their campus. And we encourage you to nominate a school in your community. Together, U.S. Apple, SNA, and NASDA are on a mission to get people talking about snacking in school. The Department of Transportation will begin accepting comments regarding Farm Bureau's September 12th application for exemption from the electronic logging device mandate for drivers who haul livestock, live fish, and insects. The National Pork Producers Council, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and five other livestock, aquaculture, and beekeeping organizations joined Farm Bureau in petitioning the DOT for a waiver and limited exemption. On December 18th, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's ELD mandate will go into effect. Carriers and drivers who are subject to the rule must install and use ELDs by this deadline. Most farmers and ranchers should be exempt from the ELD mandate because they can claim covered farm vehicle status. Drivers who haul livestock, live fish, and insects, however, are likely to fall under the requirements. The ELD mandate may force small business owners out of the marketplace while also having the unintended impact of jeopardizing the well-being of hauled animals if they can no longer be hauled by highly skilled and trained drivers and stockmen. To amplify the voice of female farmers who play vital roles in helping farms thrive, General Mills has launched a new blog series, You Grow, Girl. The series will celebrate female farmers from the northern reaches of Canada to the heartland of the U.S., to the western coast of Africa, to the rolling hills of France and beyond. The featured farmers share candid stories about their roles, life lessons learned from living on a farm, the agriculture changes impacting the future of their farms, and the challenges of being female in a male-dominated industry. The variety of perspectives provide a behind-the-barn-door view into the lives of those who grow the ingredients we use in our foods. On average, the majority of corn, cotton, and soybean crop insurance revenue protection policyholders purchase the harvest price option. Each year, farmers pay billions of dollars in premiums for this feature that may provide additional financial risk coverage in the event of crop loss. The harvest price option provides protection on yield declines at the higher of the spring planting price or the price during harvest. Spring prices for corn and soybeans are determined by averaging the new crop futures contract settlement prices, December for corn and cotton and November for soybeans, during the month-long February price discovery period. Harvest prices are determined by averaging the same new crop futures during the month-long October price discovery period. The spring prices announced in March 2017 were $3.96 per bushel, 74 cents per pound, and $10.19 per bushel, respectively, for corn, cotton, and soybeans. At the beginning of November, the Agriculture Department's Risk Management Agency announced the harvest prices for corn, cotton, and soybeans at $3.49 per bushel, 68 cents per pound, and $9.75 per bushel, respectively. Harvest prices for corn and soybeans are unchanged from 2016 levels. For corn, the harvest price was 47 cents per bushel below the spring price and marks the fifth consecutive year that harvest prices have been below the spring prices established in February. Looking like small flying black, orange, and yellow stained glass windows, monarch butterflies are prized for their beauty and as a symbol of biodiversity and the need to protect ecosystems. Due to a variety of challenges, however, monarch butterfly populations have declined. Collaboration among farmers, homeowners, and other landowners will be crucial in helping to restore populations of monarchs and other pollinators. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.